This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is a thing that happens in capitalism. You know it well. Bigger company buys smaller company, cherry picks the good bits, makes money off them, lets the rest kind of wither and die, lather, rinse, repeat. Not always, though, does that sit well with consumers. Take as our example today the nearly $1.4 billion that Edgewell, the parent company of Schick Razors, spent not too long ago to buy the subscription razor service Harry's. Harry's, known for its hip outsider image and for disrupting the very razor industry that Schick itself and Gillette also have spent years dominating. But we forget those consumers at our peril. Here's Marketplace's Mariel Segarra.
A couple years ago, Harry's made this promotional video. It said razors were overpriced and poorly designed, and that its founders, Jeff Rader and Andy Katz Mayfield, were trying to fix that by making better razors and delivering them right to your door. They were taking on Big Razor.
One big razor company has relentlessly increased prices for decades, making insane profits at the expense of customers.
They're talking about Gillette, the leader in the razor market, which has since cut prices to compete. The message of the video was that Harry's founders are just regular dudes.
Jeff and Andy are two guys who put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you. Who need to shave, just like you. Who don't want to pay too much and like good design, like you.
Jake Adair, who works in finance in North Carolina, is one of Harry's more than 12 million customers. He responded to a call out we did on Twitter. And he says he really likes Harry's razors, that they're sleek.
They're going for more of like an Apple iPhone type of razor than just like, here's a piece of metal with some blades on it to cut your face with.
But he also loves the whole sales pitch, the company's story.
You know, it feels like a younger company. And I think personally, being only 24 and being young, like, I'm just more interested in associating myself with companies that I relate to.
Now that Harry's is joining Edgewell, he's not sure he's going to stick with the brand.
It just makes it feel like a little bit more fake.
Big consumer products companies love to buy up smaller niche brands. It allows them to reach new, often younger customers, and it can also buy them access to those customers' data. But these kinds of deals can lead to some odd marriages. Clorox owns Burt's Bees. Unilever owns the natural cleaning products company Seventh Generation. Walmart owns the men's fashion-forward clothing retailer Bonobos. When these deals happened, some customers were not happy. Rena McGrath teaches at Columbia Business School.
I mean, a lot of the charm of those smaller brands is it's not your dad's brand, right? It's not JCPenney. It's not what your mom would buy. And it's very hard when they're bought by a big state company to maintain that brand purity.
Customers worry that the quality of the products will drop or that the brand will abandon its roots. Ali DeBadge, a senior analyst at Bernstein, says that is a risk because these big companies often want to impose their way of doing things.
And the whole reason these small brands have been successful is that they weren't following the old ways of doing business, whether it be how you buy advertising, whether it be how you produce a product, whether it be the messaging in the copy that you develop.
One example, in 2000, Kellogg's bought Kashi, a brand known for its all-natural, whole-grain cereals. At first, Kellogg's left Kashi alone, but then it started changing ingredients and selling the brand at bulk retailers like Costco. It even dropped the phrase all-natural from some of Kashi's products after a class-action lawsuit over false advertisement. Over time, Kashi's sales fell. DeBash says it's better when the big company says to its acquisition, the Kashi or Harry's or Burt's Bees, we're going to let you do your thing.
Keep doing what you're doing on the front end of things. We'll handle a lot of the back end complex purchasing and you know, unsexy things, but keep your brand alone.
Edgewell is going a step further. It's letting the founders of Harry's, remember Jeff and Andy, run its entire U.S. operation. The founders, by the way, said they didn't have time to talk this week. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.